This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in them? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. I just as we've been here this morning, I've been reminded by 3 years ago when at the Olympic Games, queuing up to get into the Olympic Stadium where they had soldiers manning the security points, and just being so moved at seeing queues of people, member of the public after member of the public, just going up to them and just thanking them and pouring out gratitude for the incredible jobs they do, making such sacrifice to keep our country safe. As we start looking at this passage, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the sacrifice you made, sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. Thank you for that sacrifice made out of love. And I pray this morning as we look at your words, that you would change our hearts and teach us to love, that we might sacrificially love others as you love us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning we're continuing our series looking at love of another kind. And today's kind of love is love of a sacrificial kind. And with today being Remembrance Sunday, it's only right that we start off, as we have done this morning, by remembering the sacrifice of so many servicemen and women in so many wars. It is so important that we do not forget those who gave their lives in war. As Christians, we do not glorify war, rather we pray for peace. We long for the day which the Bible tells us is coming, when weapons will be melted down and wars will cease. But we must never forget. We must never forget the sacrifice of those, in particular those from our own parish here in Peckham, whose names are written at the back of our church on our memorial, people who once sat in these pews, who laid down their lives in war. We must never forget. This morning, we're looking at sacrificial love. As Christians, looking at what the Bible says about sacrificial love, we do need to be careful. Bible verses like, "Greater love has no man than this, than he lay down his life for his friends," which so accurately describe so many individual acts of sacrifice in war, have also at times in the past, in the First World War in particular, been taken out of context and misused to justify some terrible things too. So as we look at sacrificial love this morning, we need to remember that our God does not delight in death. There is a pain that we feel as we remember the bravery and the sacrifice of our servicemen and women. It should never have been like this. But if you ever read accounts of the soldiers who lay down their lives, it is one of the most moving things imaginable. I was reading this week of young soldiers in the trenches throwing themselves on enemy grenades to save their friends from certain death. It is unimaginably horrific, but it is also incredibly moving, because there is no more powerful way of expressing love than by laying down our lives for those that we love. And we remember those soldiers today. And we're looking at sacrificial love this morning. It is the most powerful form of love. Sacrifice is, I think, at the very heart of what love is. It's the very essence of love. Without love, our natural instincts as humans are self-focused. We are self-serving, self-glorifying, self-preserving. Some biologists would have us believe that our very genes are selfish. Love is about turning that all upside down. It's about serving others in the place of yourself. And it's inevitably sacrificial. If you serve others because it serves you to do so, that's not love. That's just pragmatism. Love involves serving others at a cost to yourself. It's about putting the interests of others higher and placing your interests lower. It is saying, to use the words of John the Baptist, "He must become greater, I must become less." Love is an act of sacrifice. The passage from 1 John that we read this morning ends with the command, "Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth." Love involves action. Let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. Merely saying that you love is not love. Love is with actions and in truth. It involves giving something of ourselves. True love is sacrificial. 1 John 3:16, our passage this morning, starts, "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers." In fact, it is Christ's act of sacrifice for us which defines what love is. This is how we know what love is, the Bible tells us. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. If you've ever felt unsure as to whether God loves you, know this. He loves you so much that he sent his only beloved son to die for you because he wants relationship with you. That is love. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. But not only is Christ's love the definition of love, this is how we know what love is, it's also the model of how we too should love. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. I don't know how that makes you feel. Daunted? We ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Jesus Christ laying down his life for us meant dying on the cross. How are we expected to follow that? Well, let's look at how 1 John 3 describes this laying down of our lives. Look again at 1 John 3:16. "This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers." And then it goes on to say, "If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need, but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?" Our laying down our lives for our brothers is about serving each other, sacrificially. Laying down our lives is not about giving up our lives. It's about giving up the way in which we live them. Laying down our lives is not about giving up our lives. It's about giving up our control over our lives. Laying down our lives is not about giving up our lives. It's about giving our lives up to God and saying to God, "My life is yours. Use it as you will." This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. The specific example that 1 John 3:17 gives is of loving sacrificially by giving to those in need. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? But it's not just through giving that we can love sacrificially. The Bible is full of different examples of sacrificial love. And as our passage this morning tells us to not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth, we're not just going to talk about love in an abstract sense, but we're going to look at some practical examples from the Bible and then from our lives of what loving sacrificially with actions and in truth might look like. Now, our passage talks about loving each other sacrificially, but we're not just called to love each other. The Bible tells us that there are two directions in which we are to direct our love. Jesus was once asked a question. It went like this: "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" I don't know what you think. Maybe you know the answer. If it was me, I've got two small children. Honour your parents is right up there. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbour as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commands. That's a big deal. Just to get that straight, all the law and the prophets, that shorthand for the entire Old Testament, are based on these two commands. It's all about love. Love God, love your neighbour. Given that Jesus says that the entire Old Testament is about loving God or loving your neighbour, it shouldn't be too hard to find some biblical examples of sacrificial love. And indeed, it isn't. They spring out from every page of the Bible. So I've just picked a few stories to tell. First, let's start with Ruth. There was once an Israelite woman named Naomi, who lived in a town called Bethlehem, with her husband and two sons. But then a famine struck. They moved to a country called Moab to find food. While living there, Naomi's sons married Moabite women, one of whom was called Ruth. But then, disaster. Naomi's husband and both her sons die, leaving her alone to fend for herself in a foreign land. She decides to return home to Judah and tells her daughters-in-law to return to their families. But Ruth's love for Naomi is such that she refuses. She decides to leave all that is familiar, her land and her people, to go and support her widowed mother-in-law. She says, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried." To up sticks and move to a far-off land to support a relative is sacrificial love. I know many people today face similar choices. There are times when caring for a friend or relative who is elderly or ill, or in some other needs, means moving to be near them, or means sacrificing lifestyle or career or free time to care for and to love them. This is real love, with actions and in truth. It's an act of sacrifice, and we should honour them for it. We all also know people like this Moabite girl called Ruth, who, because of her love for a foreign people, have travelled to a distant land. At All Saints, we honour many of those who have sacrificed what may well have been a relatively more comfortable London lifestyle and have gone to become our mission partners around the world because they love the people of the countries that they have moved to. You can find out more about some of these people from the church website or from All Saints all around the world, the group here that supports them. These people display real love with actions and in truth. It's an act of sacrifice, and we should honour them for it too. The next story from the Bible I want to tell you is about a young man called Jonathan. Not our vicar, a different young man called Jonathan. Jonathan is the son of King Saul. His career prospects look good. He can reasonably expect to become king one day. But King Saul warns his son Jonathan that there is one man who, while he lives, will always stand in the way of Jonathan becoming king. You would reasonably expect Jonathan to resent or oppose this man who stood in the way of his becoming king. But Jonathan, out of love, puts his own very promising career second and hands his royal robes to David, the man who appears to be his biggest rival for the crown. When Saul tries to secure the crown for Jonathan by attempting to kill David, Jonathan risks his life to save him. This is love with actions and in truth. It is sacrificial. It puts love for a friend above his own career. It puts love for a friend above his own safety. This is what sacrificial love looks like. And there may well come a time when our love for God or our love for our family or friends means that we have to choose to sacrifice our careers out of love. I know so many people who've made difficult decisions, giving up successful jobs to serve God as church ministers, missionaries, or charity workers, because they loved God and loved God's people more. Or those who have given up a part of their careers for love of their family to care for young children for a period of time. All these are acts of sacrificial love. They are loving with actions and in truth. You quite likely know the story of Daniel, a man whose love for God was such that when ordered to pray to no one but the king, or else be thrown to lions, is prepared to sacrifice everything. Out of principle and out of his love for God, he continues to pray to God alone. It is a sacrifice made out of love, and God honours him for it. But when the actions expected of us by our friends or our employers or whoever it may be are not consistent with what God would have us do, standing up for what is right because we love God will almost certainly mean making sacrifices. This is the kind of love that the Bible talks about. It's sacrificial love. Or the story of Elijah. There's a time when Elijah is living by a brook, but then one day the brook runs dry. God tells Elijah to go to a place called Zarephath, and God also instructs a widow there to supply him with food. All well and good, until we learn that the widow has only enough food to give herself and her son one last meal before they starve. But out of love for God and for Elijah, she bakes him some bread. This is sacrificial love. In fact, it's the kind of sacrificial love talked about in 1 John 3:17. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need. But it's real sacrifice. God honours the widow, and miraculously the food never runs out. But all the same, she was prepared to give sacrificially out of love. Or finally, the story in the New Testament of Joseph and Mary. Once Joseph learns that Mary is pregnant, he decides to divorce her quietly. To marry her would bring him great shame, something intolerable in that first century Middle Eastern culture. But God commands him to do otherwise. So out of love for God and for Mary, Joseph accepts that shame and marries Mary. This is sacrificial love. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he tells husbands to love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. This is sacrificial love, and it is what Joseph does. Loving others will at times bring ridicule upon us, but it's what we're called to do. Sacrifice takes all different forms. The way we serve in church, how we give up our time, is a sacrificial act of love. I remember one year being amazed at how Sarah and Steve, who used to work here at All Saints, along with a number of other people from this congregation, sacrificed spending Christmas with their families to host a Christmas dinner here for people who had no one else to share it with. That is sacrificial love. It comes in so many different forms. Compared with the sacrifices of the people we've looked at this morning, my own seem tiny by comparison. But one thing I will tell you, looking back, the decisions which should have felt like sacrifices, times when we've given money to friends who've needed it, times when we've opened up a home for others to live in and so on, looking back, even if they may have done so at the time, none of them really feel like sacrifices anymore. Even when giving money that we couldn't really afford to give, we've never looked back and regretted an act of sacrificial love. Looking back, we just see how God has blessed us through the small things we have done. So I would encourage you this morning, let us love with actions and in truth. Let's finish with the verse we read this morning. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.